I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Drug-related deaths in New Jersey were up in 2018 for the fourth year in a row. More than 3,100 people died of drug overdoses last year in Jersey. On our newsline, Angelo Valenti, executive director of the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey. Mr. Valenti, we hear so much about the opioid crisis, so much attention paid to it. Why do these numbers keep going up?
Well, I think a major part of the reason why we're seeing such an increase in the number of deaths is because of fentanyl. Fentanyl has become an ingredient that is in many of the drugs that are being distributed. And because of the potency of fentanyl, it's causing many people to be involved in overdoses. And unfortunately, it's really, I think, the major factor.
Where are these drugs coming from with this fentanyl? Are they being prescribed? Are they being smuggled in?
No, I think that the fentanyl is certainly being smuggled in. But when a person is getting to that level, it in many instances starts with a prescription. And a prescription then leads to dependency, and dependency leads to addiction. And unfortunately, at that point, fentanyl plays a major role in the reason why we're having so many of our overdoses.
You know, I think in a lot of our minds, we have a mental picture of a drug addict, but that picture is out the window now, right? It could be anyone.
There's no question about that. This epidemic is impacting every community, and it's impacting people of all economic demographics, people in urban communities, people in rural communities, the suburbs. Unfortunately, there hasn't been any group of individuals or any area of the state or the country that has been spared.
We hear about Narcan, the opioid antidote that has saved tens of thousands of lives. That's great, but that's dealing with the back end of the problem after the overdose, right?
Right. I think we need to look and continue to put a tremendous amount of effort on prevention. We have to stop it from beginning. And I think that's where the education is so important. We have to make sure that people are aware that there are alternatives to the opiate medication that may be prescribed. I think we have to certainly start breaking down the stigma so that individuals that are dependent get help immediately. So I think those are two ways that we can really see progress going into the future.
You talk about education, but doesn't everyone know that opioids are addictive? They are bad. Stay away from them.
Unfortunately, not. I mean, despite the efforts, and they've been really widespread between law enforcement, prevention communities, governments, all taking a role in trying to educate the public. Our recent studies show that still a third of New Jersey parents of children under the age of 18 still don't see a link between prescribed medicines and the opiate epidemic. So there's still a long way to go before we get to a point where everyone is completely aware of how important it is to understand the links between prescribed medicines and opiates and the epidemic.
And we understand there's actually a law in New Jersey that kind of pushes education for people who take painkillers, right?
Yes, in New Jersey, back in 2017, a law was passed that requires that prior to prescribing an opiate, a doctor or dentist or nurse practitioner has to have a conversation with the patient or the parents of patients 18 and under And that conversation has to be about the addictive quality of the drug that they're receiving and also about non-opioid alternatives that may be available. And we think it's really a game changer because it gives people an opportunity to understand that the medications that they're going to be receiving, the prescription they're getting, can be very dangerous. So it's really crucial that this education takes place at that point.
A very important discussion. Angelo Valenti with the Partnership for Drug-Free New Jersey. Thank you for talking with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.